Now I'll give everybody a warm welcome again. Thank you for coming. We really appreciate everyone being here this afternoon. And we trust the Lord will give help and bless us as we preach the gospel. I just want to read one verse to you this afternoon, and then I'm going to speak about it, and then I will hand over to Dan, who's going to come and speak to us for a few minutes as well. The verse I want to speak about this afternoon is found in Romans chapter 10, Romans chapter 10, and verse 13. Just one verse. Just want to think about this verse and see how it's relevant to each and every one of us. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, and it says this: "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And we trust the Lord will bless his word to us this afternoon. Now, it is a great privilege for me to be here. It is a tremendous message that we have to preach to you today. A wonderful message. A message of good news. The gospel means good news. And in a world in which we live in, which is full of bad news, whichever way you turn, whatever you read, whatever you watch, how wonderful to be able to get together tonight and to think about a message of good news. A message of good news. And we're going to see tonight how that this message affects each and every one of us. It's relevant to each and every one of us. It affects each and every one of us. And what we do with this message will determine where we will spend eternity. Now, our life down here is completely governed by time. Some might say I'm obsessed with time. I don't like not knowing what the time is. I have the time on me all the time. I hate being late for things. But what we're dealing with tonight, and it's maybe hard for us to get our head around it, but what we're dealing with tonight is eternity. After this life, the Bible teaches us very clearly that where we will spend eternity, either heaven or hell, and what we do with this tremendous message will determine where we're going to spend eternity. Now, the wonderful part of the message of the gospel is this, and this is what I wanted to think about. This verse was very much on my mind over these last few days, that this verse, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I thought it was a tremendous thing, this verse, that it starts off with the word "whosoever." You know, this message of the gospel that we have to tell you from the Bible, the Word of God, not some out-of-date book, but a book which is so relevant to you and me today. But it starts off with the word "whosoever." It includes every single one of us. And so this message is universal. Not one person is excluded from this message. It is for the whosoever. That is a wonderful thing. You know, it matters not what we have thought about God in the past, or the Bible, or the Lord Jesus Christ. This message is for you. And this message is a message of good news, and it is a life-changing message, a destiny-changing message. So it's not limited. This gospel message is a message of good news. It's all from the Bible. Not something that we've made up, not something we go back to a man who had a vision or anything like that. This is the Bible, the Word of God, the living Word of God. And this message that we want to tell you, we don't do it because we think it's what's always been done here. Every year they have a tent here and that's what we continue to do because, well, it's what's always been done. No, this message is absolutely vital. You know, the decision that the Bible is asking us to make tonight with regard to eternity is the most important decision you and I will ever make in our life. As to where we will spend eternity. We don't know how long we're going to be on this earth. People talk about 70 years and 10. The Bible talks about 70 years and 10. 70 years. We might be here a lot longer than that. We might be here a lot less than that. Not one of us knows what tomorrow will bring. The Bible says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow." You and I have probably made plans for the next few days or weeks that lie ahead. The Bible says, and God says, you're not even guaranteed tomorrow. That's why this message is so important. And that's why this message and the Bible is asking us to make a decision where we will spend eternity. It matters not really in the past as to whether you've given God much thought. God is speaking to you today. I don't think you're here by chance. This message and this tent and the meetings that will take place are not happening by chance. This is so important. that what we have to tell you, this wonderful message of good news. And so it starts off with whosoever for this verse in the Bible. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. So it is a limitless message. Involves every single one. It is a far-reaching message. Not limiting any certain group of people. It's not just to the poor. Not just to the rich. Not just to the religious. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Rich or poor, old or young, male or female, whosoever. So if we, first of all, we have learnt from this, the message and the Bible and this verse, is that this message is for each and every one of us. Let's get down into exactly what the message is. Well, I want to go to the end of the verse now. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is a tremendous thing. That you and I can be saved. This is a promise that the Bible gives us. You know, as far as promises go, you and I might make promises and we don't fulfill them. Sometimes we might make promises we know we can't fulfill them. But when the Bible makes a promise, when God makes a promise, he fulfills it to the letter. And when the Lord Jesus Christ himself makes a promise, he keeps his promises. Well, here's a promise. We understand what being saved is. We are going to appreciate why we need to be saved. But the Bible says we can be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, if we were to talk about somebody being saved, we might talk about somebody being who has gone overboard into some water. They're in a perilous, dangerous situation. And we would all understand the fact. If we pointed at that person and said, they need to be saved, we would understand that. But the Bible says that each and every one of us need to be saved and can be saved. And whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. No element of doubt. Not hopefully. Not maybe. But whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if a person was in danger and we were to throw them a life ring or a life belt, if that person turned away from us and said, no, thank you, we would have every right of pointing at that person and saying, that's a foolish person. They're in a dangerous, perilous situation and they need to be saved. I've provided them with a way of escape and they've refused it. And we would say that's a dangerous situation to be in. That's a foolish situation to be in. Well, it would be foolish to refuse it. And it would have serious consequences if they refused it as well. If they turned away from the help that you were giving them. But what about us, as far as this verse is concerned? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We might ask the question, well, why do we need to be saved? Why do you and I need to be saved? And what do we need to be saved from? Well, if we were to go back to the beginning of our Bible, you know, our Bible is made up of two main sections, the Old Testament and the New Testament. And in not just one book we have before us, but 66 different books, 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New Testament. And if we were to go right to the beginning of the Old Testament, we would read in Genesis where we read of creation. God created. In the beginning, God created. And we see how that not only did God create, but we see the first man and the first woman, Adam and Eve. And as a result of their disobedience, sin came into this world. And as a result, the Bible tells us that each and every one of us is a sinner. No exceptions, no get-out clauses. Just as the Bible says here that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, the Bible also tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every single one of us is a sinner. You think of God's standard. God's standard is absolute perfection, and yet we have fallen short of that standard. And the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So every single one of us is a sinner. Again, the Bible doesn't limit that to any certain group of people. We might say, well, I certainly know sinners. We read about them on the news. And they may be put in prison or different things, but we know who the sinners are. But the Bible says we're all sinners. Every single one of us has sin within us. We've all done wrong, every single one of us. Nobody had to sit down with you and teach you how to do wrong. You automatically did it because we are all sinners. Now, sin is the very thing that has broken and driven a wedge between us and God. And we might be able to try in everything we can do to try and get back to God in our own strength, and it's not possible. The only thing that will bridge the gap between us and God because of our sin is the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross. It's the only thing that bridges the gap. It's only because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done that we can have our sins forgiven and we can know that we're on our way to heaven. You see, God is a holy and a righteous God. He will not have sin in his presence. And here we are on earth and we've done wrong. We're sinners in God's sight. We're guilty, all guilty before God. And so if we're on earth and we're sinners and God is in heaven and he will not have sin in his presence, that tells me this: there needs to be a change in my life and there needs to be a change in your life. The wonderful part of the message of the gospel is this, that the Lord Jesus Christ has made it possible. The Lord Jesus Christ, by coming into this world, has made it possible for you and I to have our sins forgiven. By putting our faith and our trust in him, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We can be saved. What from? Our sin. If we remain in our sin and do nothing about our sin, the Bible tells us that we're automatically on the broad way which leads to destruction. We're heading for a place called hell. You know, people, we live in a world where people make light of hell. We're living in a world where people will sing songs about hell and have music played about hell at their funerals, mocking hell. Hell is a very real place. If we were to turn to the Bible in another verse and read about one who went there, all he wanted while he was there was for someone to come and just put a little bit of water just on the tip of his tongue. That's how bad it was. And the Bible says if we do nothing about our sin, we're on that broadway automatically heading to that. But how wonderful, the wonderful message of the gospel. This good news that you and I don't have to be in our sin any longer. We don't have to be on that broadway which leads to destruction. We tonight can be on our way to heaven. We can have eternal life if only we'll call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible says we shall be saved. So first of all, we've learnt whosoever, it includes everybody. This wonderful message includes us all. How wonderful. No one's too bad. No one's too sinful. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And now we've not only learnt that it's to the whosoever, but we've also learnt that we shall be saved. We've learnt that we'll be saved from sin and saved from hell, and we can be on our way to heaven. Now, what do we need to do? The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I notice from this message of the gospel that we have to tell you from the Bible today, this wonderful message of good news, although it is a wonderful message, and it tells us how that the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to die for us upon a cross. And we can be saved from our sin. We can be taken from that broad way which leads to destruction onto that narrow way which leads to life. But we have a responsibility. There's something we need to do. We're going to see the work has been done in the fact of the Lord Jesus Christ coming into this world and dying upon a cross. But we need to respond to that. This tremendous show of love which has been displayed to us by his death upon the cross. But we need to respond. There is a responsibility. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Can I tell you that this is the most important call you'll ever make? To call upon the name of the Lord. We said at the beginning, it's the most important decision you'll ever make in your life. The most important decision. As to where you will spend eternity, where time will be no more. Whether it's in hell, in torments, a lake of fire, separated from God, or in heaven, where the Bible says there's no pain, suffering, tears, and death. And to be with him, the Lord Jesus Christ, in heaven for eternity. So, the work has been done in the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He came to save you and I. Willingly came into this world, born at Bethlehem, grew up to be a man, and was prepared to go all the way to a cross, there to die upon the cross for you and for me. the Lord Jesus Christ, willing to go to the Calvary, willing to suffer, willing to bleed, willing to die upon that cross. And while he was upon that cross, all the sin of the world, my sin and your sin, was put upon the very man who had never done a sin. Imagine that. Somebody prepared to come and take the punishment for my sin, to die for me, to love me so much that he was prepared to come and lay down his life so that I might go to heaven, to be with him for eternity. Even though the Lord Jesus Christ had never done anything wrong, we've seen from the Bible that we're all sinners. Yet the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior, the Son of God, and the Bible tells us that in him is no sin. Not a single sin. Not even thought a sin. And yet he was willing to go to a cross, to die upon that cross for you and for me, so that we can have our sins forgiven, so that we can know that we're on our way to heaven. So we need to realize that to save us from danger, we can't save ourselves. It's relying completely upon the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. That person that was overboard, they realized that something needed to be done, otherwise serious consequences. Same for us. In our sin, if nothing is done, serious consequences. And so the Lord Jesus Christ came and died for us upon a cross. And all we need to do is to accept him and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can be saved. Rely completely upon him. So whosoever, involves everybody. We shall be saved. Saved from sin, saved from hell, on our way to heaven. The Bible says, whosoever shall call. The most important thing we will ever do is call upon him. Call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says. You see, we'll not get to heaven in our own strength. We can't get to heaven by doing good works, living a good life, hoping that when we get to the end, the good will outweigh the bad. God will look kindly on us. No, the Bible says the only way in which we can get to heaven is through the person and the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross. He is the one who could say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So we're relying completely upon the work of the Lord. And this is the theme of the Bible and the theme of this wonderful message of the gospel that we have to tell you today, of the Lord Jesus Christ who loved you and came into this world and died for you and laid down his life upon the cross. And while upon the cross, all the sin of the world, your sin and my sin, was heaped upon him. So that if we put our faith and our trust in him, the Bible says, we'll be saved. Shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know the wonderful thing about the gospel and the Lord Jesus Christ? Not only did he come and lay down his life upon the cross, but that wasn't the end of him. People of the day thought it was. But he was taken from that cross and laid into a tomb. And on the third day he rose again. We're preaching to you this afternoon a living Saviour. One who is alive in heaven. One who is alive in heaven. A living Saviour. And you know, the one who is tomb to return. The same one who came and was born at Bethlehem. And is the same one who died upon a cross. And who is now alive in heaven. Is soon to return, to come back to take all those that have believed on him back to be with him in heaven. How wonderful that just in the seat where you are, you can recognize the fact that you're a sinner. You can believe, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to repent of our sin and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ who loved us and died for us upon the cross and simply accept him as our Savior. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be saved. No doubt, no uncertainty about that. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Can I ask you, as I finish and hand over to Dan, will you call on him tonight? Have you accepted him as your Saviour? I tell you, it's the greatest thing you could ever do with your life. To turn from your sin, to turn to him, the one who loved you and gave himself for you. Dear friend, tonight, if you haven't already experienced that, I urge you, just in the seat where you are, just to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. Put your faith and your trust in him, because the Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.